cigarettes and cool cigarettes,
the only cigarettes that carry valuable coupons, again present their show starring Jack Pearl as Baron Munchausen with Charlotte Clifford, Morton Vaux, and that sentimental gentleman of swing, Tommy Dorsey and his band, playing Good Morning from Mountain Music. Edith Wright will sing.
Another new day is dawning. A happy, cheery, bright good morning will last you all the day long. Good morning, good morning. Get out of bed, stop your yawning. Just pull your shades up, raise your awning, and start the day with a song. Wake up and let the merry sun shine in. Wake up and greet it with a big broad grin. That says good morning. Good morning, another new day is dawning. So let your spirits boom and gloom and gloom. We'll never horn in for a happy, cheery, bright good morning. We'll last you all the day long.
Tommy, and thank you, folks, for trying Raleigh's. Sales continue to increase, and there's a good reason why. Raleigh's are a fine-tasting blend of choice Turkish and domestic tobaccos. Yet Raleigh's cost no more than ordinary popular-priced brands. Ask for them with plain ends or cork tips if you prefer.
Cool sales continue up, too. They suit the smokers who prefer a cigarette with a bit of mild menthol added for refreshing flavor. Cools are soothing to your throat. Yet they're so mildly mentholated, you lose none of the full-bodied tobacco goodness.
And smokers like the valuable coupons that come with Raleigh's and Kool's. Remember, no other brands carry coupons. Raleigh and Kool coupons are good in the United States for handsome, practical premiums. Every carton carries extra coupons. Start smoking Union-made Raleigh's or Kool's tomorrow, if you don't already. And save those coupons. Well, the Baron and Charlie have decided to see a horse race. We'll pick them up looking over the Gee-Gees at a local track. Charlie Cliff Hall and the Baron Munchausen, Jack Pearl.
Hi, Charlie, Charlie, what a place for the sponsor, huh?
Sponsor? Why?
The plug.
The plug for the front, yeah, I see.
Is Freddie Allen riding today?
Fred Allen?
Yeah.
Is he a jockey?
He certainly rode Jack Benny this year.
Oh, yes, I do. I suppose Ben Bernie's a jockey too, eh?
Yeah. A jockey of all trades and maestro of none.
Oh, hello. Here's a horse called Mr. Dion, which reminds me, did you remember the quintuplets for their birthday?
Yeah, I sent him a big gold watch. Will they have fun with that?
Well, how can five little girls have fun with only one watch?
I also send them five hammers.
Five hammers. That's very good. Sure.
Remember we used to play a horse called Mrs. Dion?
Oh, yes. And on a wet track, we could always depend upon Mrs. Dion.
Yeah. What a mother.
Yeah. Mother is right.
Yeah.
Mother is right.
I should say, yes, what a mother.
Never forget that.
I never forget that one. Sure, but you know what else?
What?
But I never forget the horses in the last race I played.
Yeah?
What name?
What were the names?
Strawberry Shortcake. mince pie, what? Plum pudding, cucumbers, and ice cream.
That sounds like a heavy meal to me. Who won?
Bicarbonate of soda.
Bicarbonate of soda?
Come on, something.
Hey, say, what's wrong with Tommy Dorsey? He looks wild.
Come on, something. Come on, something.
Yes, I've got a bet in every horse in this race. Come on, something.
Oh, go away from me. Come on.
Oh, Tommy, dear, what
Baron,
do you think about the next race?
Baron, meet the wife. She likes you. She's a horse lover.
Yes. Yeah. Do I look like a horse? Oh, your ears are too long.
Yes.
Horace, listen, I hope you lose every bet.
Oh, my money is on the human race.
The human race? Where's that being run?
What do you care? You don't belong to it.
Yes. Hey, listen here. Wait a second. Now, wait. Listen, wait. I'm off. Don't I get any answers on this program?
Sure. Answer this one. Do you know the difference between a horse and a girl?
No.
You must have some awfully funny dates.
I live now. <wait. laughs> From now on, I write the script myself.
Yeah, well, I don't blame you.
Well, I've got a place to bet. I have an inside tip. A horse named Tilly. He'll pay 50 to 1.
50 to 1. Tommy, put this money on Tilly for me.
Okay, Baron.
Oh, but Baron, that's every cent you've got in the world. Well, here goes the race. Well, look, there's a horse left at the post. Why, it's Tilly.
What?
Yeah. First quarter, second quarter, third quarter, the home stretch.
It was a quick race.
Pompoon wins. Well, come on, Baron. Let's get back to the city.
I can't, Charlie.
What?
No, I had my room rent on that race.
Your room rent?
Yeah.
And what are you going to do?
Well, there's only one thing I can do.
Yeah, well, what's that?
I'm moving in with the horse.
That man with his trombone, Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra playing, They Can't Take That Away From Me. Jack Leonard will sing a chorus.
Take that away from me, the way your smile deceives, the way you sing off key, the way you haunt my dreams. No, no, they can't take that away from me. We may never, never meet again on the bumpy road to love. Still, I'll always, always keep the memory of the way you hold your knife, the way we dance so free, the way you changed my life. No, no, they can't take that away from me. No, they can't take that away from me.
Back to the Baron's Munchausen Drama Guild, about to stage a super spectacle drama entitled Napoleon at Waterloo, or Did He Fall, or Was He Pushed?
Or was he... Oh, that's a fine title. This play had better be good, Baron, or you'll find yourself at the bottom of the heap. And that's a bad place to be. I can tell you that much.
What's you there, Charlie?
Yeah, sure. Charlie,
but don't worry. Before I wrote this, I took an intelligence test.
Oh, yes.
That was no test. That was a probe.
Yes. Now, wait. Now, listen, Boris. Just for that, you do the sound effects again.
Okay.
Say, Baron, can I play Napoleon?
Nobody. I am Napoleon.
What, with a Dutch accent? Say, I'd be a great Napoleon. Here, listen to this. Vive la belle France. Vive l'empereur.
Yeah? Well, now you listen to this. Angerly, gross.
Oh, say, that's marvelous, Baron. What does it mean?
Search me. I got it off a cologne bottle.
I think he's bluffing. Si vous parlez français, be careful sure the members are right.
What? Say that in English.
If you speak French, say something to either right.
Oh, French?
French.
Yeah. All
say
right.
Say something in French. Come on.
Got any postal cards?
I bet you don't even know why Napoleon always had his hand inside his coat.
On this program, there can only be one answer. He was reaching for a Rolly.
You're right, man. One time you're right. But he couldn't get Rollies in his day.
Yeah? That's in the history book.
What do you mean? History says Napoleon couldn't get Rollies cigarettes?
Same thing.
What do you mean?
It says he died of a broken heart.
Why Napoleon? You can't talk French and you've never been a soldier.
Who's never been a soldier?
Sure.
When the last war broke out, I was the first to fight.
Tell him, Baron. Tell him.
I fought and I fought.
Yes, sir. You fought and you fought.
But I had to go just the same.
I'm singing a love song of love rings come true.
It's the golden tenor voice of our singing star, Morton Bow. His song, Blue Venetian Waters.
On blue Venetian waters, together we'll dream. On blue Venetian waters, how lovely it will seem. Songs of love just for you. On that lovely blue Venetian water with you. Tonight we will be gay, turning away from our regret. Tonight and in fancy need a distant moon, you and I will drift upon a blue lagoon. On blue Venetian waters together on blue Venetian waters, how lovely it will seem. For I tumbling down, you shall wear as a silver crown for your head. The blue Venetian moonlight will soon light away. Your eyes will tell me secrets, your lips dare not say, while I'm singing a love song of love rings come true for blue Venetian waters when you.
The Battle of Waterloo. It's all yours, Baron.
Come on, Charlie.
Well, I hope I have a decent part this time. Remember last week I was the Eskimo blubberhead?
You're a type.
I'm a type of blubberhead.
This week you're my trusted Italian lieutenant.
Oh, fine.
Pasta Fazool.
Pasta Fazool? Why, that's the cheapest thing in a restaurant.
You see?
Yeah.
I know you.
Oh, yes.
But what apart?
Yeah?
Napoleon says, my Letton friend, You think we can beat the British? You get it?
Yes.
And what do you say? Read your first line. Go ahead.
See, I say, well, I'll tell you. Well, I'll tell you.
Yes. And I'm a Latin. Tell him, boy. Tell him.
He's a Latin from Manhattan.
Oh, no, not me. I play no part with that accent.
Nah, don't worry, Charlie. Don't worry. This is 1815. Adolf isn't born yet.
Oh, I'm worried.
Forrest, what are you doing?
I just tried to shoot the sword.
Curtain, the battlefield.
Quick, Tommy. That music, that means the fighting is about to commence.
Napoleon enters. Napoleon addresses his troops. I will translate.
Angiperin, le carot ticori, le rur, le rond, la grande rouge, le pépaton.
He says, comrade.
Je veux qu'on dise, mon nom, madame, monsieur, le rond picorci, Duke of Wellington.
He says, we are about to fight the Duke of Wellington.
On dirait les seconds, vivant, le demoursir, de rire, la con.
He says, Napoleon says, cheer yourselves up with a song.
Who's afraid of the big bad Duke? Tra la 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 la.
Napoleon sees a pin and he stoops to pick it up.
Oh, mon général! Mon général! What? You just ripped the seat from your pants!
I ripped my seat from my pants?
Oui!
Get reinforcements at once!
Oui, mon général! I spring to the saddle!
Oh, you'll have to wait a minute!
Why?
I can't find my horse's hoof to fetch! Here! Take a train! It's faster anyway!
Oh, what a.
Well,
the Prussians have broken through.
Mon Dieu, retournez à votre régiment.
How's that, Max?
Scram, oui. The Prussians have broken through. I must get a new policy.
Take it out with me, Baron. I'm from a metropolitan.
Can you prove that you are from the metropolitan?
Can I? Listen to this.
La bonne immobile!
What happened then?
I just shut our tent up.
You shut our tent up?
Yes. Quiet. The battle commences with a British charge. Hey, Esquires, something powerful for the charge.
Here come the British, here come the British, here come the British with a bing bang.
The French artillery let loose with the biggest gun in the whole gun family.
Is that the biggest gun in the family?
Yeah. It's the popgun.
Oh, come on, Baron. Lead your troops.
Oui. Mon bugler, sound the charge for the tanks. The fighting plane. The gas attacked.
Hey, wait a minute. Who is that bugler?
Johnny One Note.
And besides, they didn't have tanks and planes and gas in Napoleon's time.
Well, I'm not going to lose this battle on account of that.
Oh, you're not.
Now I mount my snow white charger. Whoa. Oh, FDR.
Yes, sir. Why do you call your horse FDR?
He doesn't lose his head under fire.
He doesn't.
Oh, General, the enemy have broken into the camp kitchen and stolen the stove.
The stove? Get upon! Get upon! They've got an arrange.
The stove, the range.
Yeah, shut up. Give the order to fire.
Fire!
Fire!
The Highlanders, reinforcements for Wellington. The cause of Napoleon is lost.
Oh, look, Baron, the Highlanders are being led by your own valet.
Yeah, he got mixed up.
Yeah, he got. Well, why did he bring the Highlanders?
I told him to be here at 10:30 with some scotch.
Yes, sir. Baron, here's your bill from the electric company.
Well, I might as well surrender. My weakened troops could never stand up against this.
Against the bill from the electric company? Why not?
Ain't that the charge of the light brigade?
And now the field headquarters of the Duke of Wellington.
Oh, I say, Duke, this is a ballet, a boring battle. What?
Ghastly, unmitigatedly ghastly.
None of this of key. What?
Thanks ever so much. Sort of buck to chap up. What?
What?
I just said what. Enter.
Sir, Napoleon is in full retreat. Curse that sniper. I'm shot. I'm dying.
Quick, my man. What's your name? I'll tell your mother.
It's in a trouble, sir. My mother knows my name.
For that, you deserve to be shot. Then on to St. Helena, where by special arrangement with the historians, Josephine joins Napoleon in the last days of his exile.
Tommy, a hot French song for Josephine's entrance.
Okay, Baron.
No, wait. Tommy, I said a hot French song. Do you call that hot?
You ought to hear the word.
Who wrote that? Who wrote that?
So to comfort his last few hours, comes Josephine.
I just dropped in to cheer you up a bit, Natty. Say, do you look awful? Do you look terrible? Are you a wreck? You're looking well, though.
Doctors have no cure for a broken heart. But now you have, well, you have made it well again. Listen to its beat. Hey, Boris, that's my heart. What's that hissing?
Can I help it if you got a slow leak?
Never mind, Natty. We had our fun, eh?
Yeah, Josie. You remember our first kiss?
Hey, what? How's that for a kiss?
Yeah, Boris, you're fired.
And they told me the world wanted genius. Hoy! Good night.
And what a kissing bug you were in those days.
The kiss bug will get you if you don't watch out. Good night.
And that honeymoon in Venice, after everyone had gone to sleep, we'd steal through the night in our gondola.
And one night, I forgot to put mine on.
Good night.
But why would you never let me sit on your lap, eh?
The pants to my uniform were so tight, I was afraid they would split.
Oh, but which did you think the most of, your pants or me?
Well, Josie, there were lots of places I could go without you. Oh, my heart.
What is it? What's the matter? Help!
Come on, gather around them, folks. Gather around them. A little sad music for the death scene. Sad
music. Goodbye. Goodbye, Charlie.
Yes.
And fire that piano player.
Wait, Baron. Before you die, renounce the devil.
You see, I do what?
Renounce the devil. Grind him under your heel.
When I'm dying?
Yes.
Not me, Charlie.
Well, why not?
This is no time to start making new enemies.
Tommy Dorsey and the boys in an old favorite, Digga Digga Doo, from the Blackbirds of 1928.
Thank you.
gentlemen, I take no pleasure at all in presenting Mr. A.B. Seaton. A.B. wants my job. Says he can give the commercials in a new and different manner that will roll him in the aisles. His trick is this. Every word of every sentence starts with the same letter. Any letter you want. Well, I said I'd give him a fair trial, so he'll now tell you some of the premiums you can get with the coupons that come with Raleigh and Cool cigarettes. I believe in freedom of the seas, Mr. Seaton. Let's hear you work with the letter C.
C? Certainly. Coupon collectors, choose crisp Congress cards, charming cigarette containers, current-consuming chronometers.
I suppose that's the Hammond electric clock.
Correct. Corpulent computators.
Say, don't you know any 10-cent words? He means the Detecto bathroom chair.
Canterbury cocoon-contrived calf covers.
What a way to describe silk stockings. Oh, well, go ahead.
Cleverly crocheted cotton cocktail combination.
Oh, I knew I'd get you if I waited long enough. The premium is a hand-embroidered linen luncheon set, not a cleverly crocheted cotton cocktail combination. You see, folks, he's a phony. Now beat it, you seaman, you.
Curses.
To get back to normal, folks, it is fun getting premiums as a dividend to smoking. Try it and see. Smoke?
Raleigh. They're distinctive in taste, yet they cost no more than other popular priced brands. Plain ends or cork tips.
Or if you like a mildly mentholated cigarette, Cools will soothe your throat. Take your pick. Raleigh's or Cools. And save those coupons.
Tune in again next week for another half hour with Jack Pearl and his company, including Morton Bow and Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra. This is Paul Stewart speaking.